Hello, hello. Welcome to the motherfucking show. I am back better than ever, I think. We're jumping right into it. I'm not too much of a fan of long introductions, okay? So let's get straight to the fucking point. Self-love. We've all heard this term being thrown around everywhere and anywhere, especially between those two fucking sparkly emojis. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But what really is self-love, and why is it so important for us to have this at the forefront of our lives? Cue discussion. I don't think self-love is bound by one definition, and it shouldn't, because self-love can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It can mean one thing at one stage of your life, but morph into something else at another stage of your life. But the overall concept and the notion of self-love is in the words itself. What are you doing for yourself that are actions of love, and how are you feeling loved by yourself? It's funny how we pour a lot of energy and attention into the relationships around us, like our friends, family, colleagues, whoever, right? And that is absolutely not a bad thing. That's a great thing. It is important to put effort into those relationships to maintain them and have them thrive. But from a younger age, who really tells us that we need to nurture the relationship with ourselves? And it always stems from childhood. Everything that we learned, everything that all our behaviors now are learned behaviors of what we were taught when we were young. So our literal longest relationship that we'll ever have is the relationship with ourselves. But we weren't ever really taught to prioritize it or invest in it or do anything with it, really. We're going to be with ourselves for a very fucking long time, or so I hope, meaning, you know, we're going to live a really, really long time. So the relationship with the self is the most important one that we will ever, ever have. I think commonly it takes someone to go through some type of trauma or hardship or an event that takes you away from yourself for you to realize and understand that you need to come back to yourself and come back to your quote-unquote home, which is yourself. And if you haven't experienced any of these situations, hardship, trauma, you don't need to wait for anything like that to happen to begin this journey of self-love. And I'm literally gagging saying that because I sound like such a fuckwit. Like, you don't have to fucking, you know, this whole fucking journey of self-love. It sounds so lame and I feel like a fuckwit for saying it. But it's fucking important. It's important. The ability to look inwards is something that people never get to experience. And I honestly think that the value of their life is not as fulfilling as someone who has a lot of love for themselves and is able to be self-aware. When you are able to give yourself some love, you have more love to give to other people. And therefore, improving your relationships and your connections with other people. And when you do begin to love yourself, you're just an overall better person. And who doesn't like to be around good people? Like, you can definitely feel when you're around someone who just hates the world, hates themselves, and then that energy is kind of brought onto you and you're just like, fuck, I'm absolutely not having a good time. Please kindly fuck off, or let me just leave, you know? And you're going to be a better sister, a better brother, partner, parent, friend, and most importantly, a better person to yourself. I touched on this in one of my earlier episodes, but the conversations that you are having with yourself are 100% more impactful than you think. Just because you're not saying out loud, or only because you can hear that conversation, it doesn't mean that the words don't hold any weight. If, for example, after every mistake that you do or when you fuck up, you tell yourself that you're an idiot, that you're incompetent, that you're stupid, anything along those lines, very negative self-talk, you will believe it and you will become it. You will feel like you're stupid. So you then become stupid and whatever else. And it's not like you suddenly picked up this habit of negative self-talk, right? You've adopted it from a really young age, years and years of these toxic words, phrases that you're telling yourself and that you're accepting as the source of truth. It's just so fucking unhealthy because it takes ages, it takes years for these habits to form. We didn't just form this overnight. So you can imagine what you were kind of telling yourself as a younger child. You probably didn't think much of it. It's just whatever, right? This is just how I talk to myself. But then it becomes the norm of how you're talking to yourself 20 or so, 30 or so years later. And this is just what you're used to. And we essentially need to break that habit and we need to stop that conversation or that type of conversation. If you would never talk to someone like your friend in that way, why the fuck would you talk to yourself like that? I think we justify it because it's just ourselves and we think that no one really gets hurt by it, but we truly do hurt from these words and it's not something that happens overnight. This is years and years of this negative self-talk that's ingrained into us that makes us feel really shitty about ourselves, but we're doing it without consciously thinking about it because it's just us, it's just me, you know what I mean? So if you wouldn't really cop this kind of treatment from somebody else, like I wouldn't, if someone was speaking to me, sometimes the way that I speak to myself, I had, you know, no doubt about it. I just cut them off. No questions asked. Don't give a fuck about you. So if you wouldn't cop it from that person or anybody else speaking to you like that, stop copying it from yourself. And if you do speak like that to other people, then that's just a different story. You're fucked. You just need to reevaluate your life. Bye. Goodbye. It's extremely important to retrain how you speak with yourself and the words that you are using to communicate with yourself when you kind of do have that conversation. And some people don't speak to themselves out loud. I am not really one of those people. Or am I? I am. Like, I don't speak out loud to myself very often. It's all in my head, but it's still a conversation that I'm having to myself. There should be intent in all conversations with everyone, but we're specifically talking about the way that we're talking to ourselves. We need to stop bashing ourselves and giving ourselves a hard time, just like we wouldn't give anybody else such a hard time. And I feel exactly what I said before. I think that people think it's okay because you're doing it to yourself and you are your harshest critic. So you want more for yourself. That's fine. But to have this like negative conversation or those phrases that put yourself down is doing so much more harm. You just kind of have to accept what is wrong and move on. So exactly that. Instead of crucifying ourselves, after we've like fucked up, we can acknowledge that we made a mistake and we can tell ourselves, okay, I'm going to learn from it. You fucked up, whatever. And you're going to do better next time. There's just no need to put yourself down even more because the situation doesn't change. Like the situation remains exactly the same. It's more the reaction or the conversation that you're having with the affected parties. Affected party being just yourself. I think over time, the more healthier the conversations are with yourself, the more worth you will find within yourself. And I can guarantee the level of happiness within yourself will have increased. And I think I can say that from my experience. I used to be, and I mean, I'll admit I still do have negative self-talk, but when I catch myself calling myself names or just giving myself a really hard time. I'm just like, bitch, can you just sit down and not be that bitchy to yourself? Like, it's just not necessary. And it's not an overnight thing for sure, but the small changes that you are making are incrementally making a positive impact to your self-worth and therefore the overall amount of love that you have for yourself. It will grow. Keeping promises with yourself is, again, something that is so minuscule that we don't think plays a big part in our relationship with ourselves, but 1,000% does, all things considered. Every time you break a promise to yourself, break a promise with yourself, whatever, the grammar's fucked there. I'm tired. Sorry. Whether that be, I'll go to the gym tomorrow, or I'm never texting my ex again, and Monday morning comes around and you've sacked the gym and you've sent a 3,000 character text to your stinky, stinky ex. You're breaking the trust that you have with yourself. And remember that phrase, no trust, no us. So lame. But again, very true. Everything, I think what we've learned from the conversations that we've had in all these episodes is that everything that is lame is more often than not true. All right. It's just what it is. Trust is important, especially the trust that you have with yourself, because you need to trust that you will make the right decisions for yourself. And every time you are breaking these promises, you're trusting yourself less and less and less. And again, we want to see our relationship with ourselves like a relationship with anyone else. And I think that's where a lot of the times we forget that. The relationship with ourselves, because we're just one vessel and we're just one human, we just think like, you don't even really think about the relationship with yourself, right? Like you think about the relationships with everybody else, but never yourself. So remember that the relationship with yourself is just like any other relationship. So if your friend always makes promises to you but never keeps them, wouldn't you just tell them to fuck off? Like, some people wouldn't, but most of the times it doesn't make you happy. You're just like, bitch, why do you keep breaking these promises that you're telling me, or like that you're trying to make with me? Unfortunately, you can't really tell yourself to fuck off. You kind of can, but nothing's going to happen from it. You're still you. Nothing really happens, you know? So what you do then need to do or try to do is honor the promises that you make with yourself, or just don't make them at all, or make promises that are achievable so that you aren't in a position where you don't pull through. And I think my examples before, say for example, going to the gym or like whatever, texting your ex, like they're very like surface level promises. I'm talking like promises or things that you tell yourself that you say, okay, like I need to do this, but then you don't do them or whatever reason. That's where I think the issue is. So whatever you tell yourself, just make sure you pull through just like anybody else. Like if you tell your friend, I'm going to show up here, and then you flake, obviously your friend's not going to be happy. And you want two parties, in this case, yourself. You want yourself to be happy. So don't break these promises that you're making with yourself. Have your own back, because when push comes to shove, no one else will. No one else is going to have your back. That's a harsh truth. So you will need to learn to lean on yourself. Respect. Respect and having respect for yourself is a vital part of self-love. I almost think it's definitely the central part of self-love. Respecting yourself can look like many different things. It can look like being kind-hearted and tender with yourself. Respect can look like making sure the promises with yourself are being met, and respecting yourself can also look like walking away from someone who doesn't respect you. A book that I recently finished called The Four Agreements, which I highly recommend. It's a very quick, short read. So it's good for people who don't really have heaps of time to sit around and read. If you're just looking for like a very quick, straight to the point book, The Four Agreements, highly recommend. Somewhere in this book, there is a line that says, you finally leave someone when they have disrespected you more than you disrespect yourself. I don't think it's an exact quote. That was just what I remember from the top of my head. Imagine it wasn't even actually included in the book and I just made it up. I promise I didn't. I read it somewhere, but I'm pretty sure it was in this book. Let's break that down, right? If you have a relationship with someone, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, it can even be like a friendship, anybody, any type of relationship, and they're constantly disrespecting you, they're treating you really poorly, you still continue to foster the relationship because they are not disrespecting you enough for you to cut them off. That means that the level of respect that you have for yourself is pretty fucking low for you to still be allowing this person or people even to treat you like shit. I think the moment that you decide to cut ties and finally fuck them off means that they've disrespected you in a way that was more than the level of respect that you have for yourself. Does that make sense? I feel like that was a bit confusing, but let's just give an example. If we say we respect ourselves, say at like a level 100, anyone who tries to take it down below 100 or treats us anything below 100 on the scale of respect, you would open the door and they can leave. Get the fuck out. But if you have low self-respect and let's say you're only at like a level 10, people can still be treating you at a level 20, 30, 40, a level of respect that is not really high at all, but you'll still tolerate it because the baseline of respect is so low. It's then important to increase that baseline, making sure that it is at a level, at a high level, that people can't treat you any less and that you will still kind of tolerate it and still have them in your life. And when they do treat you with disrespect, you can then have enough confidence to be like, and confidence and knowledge to be like, fuck no, I am not taking this shit from you. Fuck off. Treat me with more respect, at more than what I respect myself. Or you can just simply leave. One way to ensure that you are being respected by other people is setting boundaries for these said people, which won't allow them to abuse or mistreat you. Acknowledging and celebrating all the qualities and characteristics that only you have and possess as a unique individual, and celebrating that and accepting that is another way of respect for yourself. Just off that line as well, don't you think it's fucking crazy that there is no one else like you? Literally no one. You are the only person in this world to exist. No one else has your DNA. When people leave my life or when I've cut someone off, it feels great to say, you will never find someone that is me. You can find someone like me, but never exactly like me. That is my power, and that is absolutely your power too. Why do I feel like I'm some motivational speaker? I don't know. But I feel like this topic of self-love, I'm so passionate about because I see a lot of people and I've come across a lot of people who don't have a strong level of self-worth or who think they are less than they actually are. And it's frustrating to me when I see them in such a way where I'm like, dude, you have no idea how great you are. Why don't you see it? Or how come you can't see it? And I don't know, there's a lot of reasons for it. And what I've kind of said before, I think it does stem from childhood and it's a learned behavior that we've all kind of been taught to like not really focus on ourselves in that type of nature too much. But it's not on anymore. Like we're at an age where we need to be coming back to ourselves and we need to find that fire within us and realize how powerful we are as an individual and how special we are. Like that's really the bottom line here. Like each individual, every single fucking person
brings something different. And that's crazy to me. And people don't realize that. I think that's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's just because that's something that I've always seen and been like, that is fucking great. And that's amazing. So I can see the power and the spark lame in each individual. Like, I think it's so great. Right. But some people can't even see it. They can see it in everybody else, but they can't see it in themselves. So it's this is a time. If you guys have been thinking, if anybody has been thinking, oh, you know, like, I don't know, like, fucking when should I invest the time in myself? Now, bitch. Now is the best time, as soon as possible, because I think when you get started, you'll never stop. And there's so much growth in unpacking yourself and just learning more about yourself and treating yourself right. And if you guys are in relationships, you probably know how much love you give to your partner. You need to give that type of love to yourself too. It will exponentially improve your life. 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000, a billion. Yeah, I obviously failed math. Low. The power that self-love and that whole process can have on an individual, I think people don't understand how far it can go. It can straight out change who you thought you were and definitely change your opinions and your perspective on a lot of things in a very, very positive way. I kind of feel like when you start this kind of journey or when you begin to spark interest on self-love and just self-development in general, I don't know what it is. There is I feel like it's a cartoon. I don't know what cartoon it was or what fucking Marvel or I don't know, whatever DC movie it was, but when they have so much power and they look at their hands and they're just like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what cartoon it is, but it's kind of like that. It's like you're igniting this like fire within you that you have never known, but it's always within you. And the way that you see different things and your interests and it just in general, it shifts a bit into the path that you were kind of always supposed to go down or that was meant for you, that was created by the greater divine. That's what I think that this whole journey, I don't want to use the word journey because it's so fucking lame. It genuinely gives me like goosebumps. Like I just gag at it, but I wish there was a better way to put it. I'm sure there is. I'm just not that. I'm just tired, okay? Let's just go with journey. This whole journey represents like the spark of something new, but also just the birth of this person that you are supposed to be. I don't know. Did that get a little bit too much? That's just what I think on a casual Friday afternoon. Those were just a few points of discussion on self-love and what self-love can look like or certain things, small things that you can do to start investing in yourself and seeing the worth that you have as a human fucking being. We're gonna jump right into Jen's gems of the episode. The first gem is to retrain the conversation that you are having with yourself, whether you're a psycho and you're speaking to yourself out loud. Just kidding. No judgment. I do that sometimes, okay? I'm a bit of both. Or the conversations that you're having in your head and making sure that they're positive and they're exactly how you would be speaking to either a friend or a sibling or a sister. No abuse, no putting down. If you're a fuckwit to other people as well, just don't be a fuckwit to yourself. I know that sounds like quite controversial, but at least to yourself, you know, you just got to cut yourself some slack, talk nicely to yourself, be nice. And when you catch yourself having like a conversation or a statement or a phrase, whatever, if you're just talking to yourself in a poor way, acknowledge it. Apologize to yourself in your head. This can all be done in your head. That is the amazing thing. You don't have to look like a psycho or a crazy person talking to yourself out loud. It can all be done in your head. Just apologize to yourself and then rephrase the statement in a good way or in a positive way. The second gem is making sure that you are keeping the promises that you are making to yourself. So if you say that you are going to do something, or if you say that you are going to be something to yourself, make sure that you are pulling through or you are taking steps to honor that promise. And if you know within yourself, because there is like definitely a level of honesty, you have to be very honest with yourself. If I know that, let's say, for example, I want to be an astronaut, okay? I'm going to be honest with myself. My circumstance is not going to allow me to be an astronaut, okay? I don't probably have the IQ for it, but that's honesty. I don't think I'm dumb. I just don't have the IQ, the finances, the time. I don't know, that's because I really don't want to become an astronaut, okay? But yeah, like I probably don't have the resources to be an astronaut, but I'm honest with myself and that's completely fine. So I'm obviously not going to tell myself that I want to become an astronaut. Let's do it. Like, let's become an astronaut. You know, like I'm realistically not going to do that. Let's say something simple like going to the gym. I just like to use that example because I feel like that's really relatable. I tell myself, Jennifer, you're going to go to the gym tomorrow morning. And when the time rolls around, as much as I feel like I don't want to do it, and I'm fucking tired, okay? I'm tired. It's 8 o'clock. It's 7:30. I don't really want to be going to the gym. I'll just do it later. No, I feel like because I've made that promise to myself, I'm going to pull through and I feel good afterwards. And that's not even going to the gym or whatever. That's just like, okay, drop something off here, or like really, really small things that you tell yourself that you're going to do. And then when you accomplish it, you feel good. And that's a promise that you've kept for yourself. And therefore you trust yourself more. And you can then trust yourself to know what is right and wrong in your life, to make the right decisions. And you know that with every decision or anything that you do for yourself, it will be, I guess, the best one because you have your best interest and you have built this trust and this strong bond, I guess, with yourself. So it's all roses and daisies with yourself. You know, it's great. What I'm not going to do is tell myself, Jennifer, you're going to lose 10 kilos in a week. That's not realistic to me, you know, like that's not realistic. And I think it just comes down to making habits. Like these promises are a form of like habits, if that makes sense. Like the more you do it, it's a good habit that you've picked up and you don't really have to think about it too much anymore. It's kind of just like, I know what I say I'm going to do. It can definitely go deeper than that, like if you are being mistreated or abused or put down by someone else as well, telling yourself that you're not going to go back to them or whatever, but doing it anyway is, yeah, like that's a form of disrespect, which leads us into the final gem, which is about respect. Respect from others stems from the respect that you have with yourself. So you need to ensure that the level of respect that you have for yourself is at a significant level that no one else can treat you any less than. And you don't tolerate bullshit, basically. That's what it comes down to. Having boundaries and knowing what you will tolerate and won't tolerate is a very good start. What I mean by setting boundaries, do I have to explain that? It basically just means like, I'm not accepting this. Like if you are going to treat me in this way, I will not accept that. You can't speak to me like that. And you have to know what your limit is. And the goal is to, I guess, increase that limit. So if you hear someone talk shit about you or whatever, or if someone's just rude to you as well, you just know that you can just cut them off because you have a good sense of self and a high level of self-respect that you know that you're not going to accept this. Absolutely not, you know? Self-respect comes from within as well, and having confidence in being who you are and knowing that, again, no one else is exactly like you. Do you understand that? That is how unique, like maybe I just find greatness in uniqueness or whatever. Fuck me dead. Just me speaking. I'm just like, dude, you're so lame. Whatever. It's true. It's true. So have that confidence in who you are and find all the quirks or whatever that you like about yourself and accept it and celebrate it and be proud about it. Because if you're not going to be happy about it or you're not going to be proud about it, chances are a lot of other people won't be as well. When people see a confident person and people see, at least for me, when I see someone who is just so happy with themselves, and I might not even like what they like, but because they like that thing so much, I'm like, damn, that is fucking, that is so great. That is awesome what you're doing. It's inspiring. It makes me want to be like, find shit that I don't like about myself and try to like it as well. You know what I mean? And it, essentially that is the process, and that is the ultimate goal, to be so happy with yourself about everything about yourself, like even your flaws, everything. You just love and accept yourself, and in every single way, your flaws, everything. That is ultimate self-love. But it's not necessarily a goal that you just reach, and it's not like a target that you try to hit and then once you're there, it's done. It's absolutely not like that at all. Self-love is not an overnight process. It's, again, not something that once you've achieved, you just stop investing in it. It is 100% a lifelong investment, and we will continue to find different forms of self-love. If you think about it, it takes years and years, and it has taken years and years to adopt a way of thinking. So it will obviously take a lot of effort and practices that you put in place to retrain everything that you've been taught. Anyway, that's my little, was it a rant? Just a very passionate conversation. I love talking about this stuff. And I hope everybody listening to this can really reflect on you. Really reflect on yourself as an individual. I want you to go to the mirror. I want you to look at yourself and name, list three things that you like about yourself. And you should be thinking about that every single day. I initially, when I was even introduced to like affirmations, I was like, oh, I feel really lame. I feel really lame saying out loud, I am loved, I am strong, I am beautiful, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I felt so lame saying that initially. But over time, again, like a habit, I say that and I try to embody that, because I am that bitch and you are that bitch too. So you have the permission to love yourself and invest in yourself. So list them out, think about them every day, say them out loud if you want to as well. And you'll definitely embark on that journey in no time. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in maybe a week, I hope. Goodbye.